This is the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geis are here with me, and this is your chance to join us. As we do every Friday, it's time to play the Harris Challenge. This is how you know your weekend has begun. Start the festivities. Call us at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. You can play as long as you have not been on in the last 60 days. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Beautiful weather this afternoon will lead to beautiful weather this evening. A great night to watch the movies Under the Stars on the two screens they've got at the Bellevue at the Skyview Drive-In. Two movies on each. We'll tell you what those movies are in just a moment. But if you have no plans for tonight or any night for the rest of the summer, Skyview Drive-In is always a great entertainment opportunity for you. Let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Nancy.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I need to get over here and turn off the radio.
Yes, you do.
I will, just a second. I'm walking over to it now.
Okay, everybody else has to keep their radio on. Only Nancy needs to turn the radio off.
Oh, boy.
Is that accomplished yet, Nancy?
Anyway. All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, Nancy. This is the unique opportunity you get on the Harris Challenge. Unique opportunity in all of broadcasting. We call it the five-second cheap plug opportunity. Go ahead and exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
Well, I just got to tell you how much I enjoy you doing your show. Your first hour was absolutely terrific.
Thank you very much.
Very funny.
Are you saying it went downhill after that?
Well, I would agree.
No. Not at all.
I appreciate the kind words, Nancy.
First hour just cracked me up a lot.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what the questions and categories look like for this week for the challenge. Led, of course, by our most topical category, have you been paying attention? Then category two, multiple choice, showbiz week. And category three, Forbes highest paid athletes. Last week, they came out with their list of the highest paid actors. This week, the magazine has their highest paid athletes list. You can have any of those three. Nancy, what'll it be?
I'll go with multiple choice showbiz week.
All right. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. I always try to go over this for new people who may be tuning in for the first time on the Big 550 or worldwide with our streaming feed on KTRS.com. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock, and then Nancy's going to have five questions to answer, 1 point, 2 point, 3 point, 4 point, 5 point questions. That gives her a maximum total of 15 points, but she doesn't have to get them all. She just has to get more than half to win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for her by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts. From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. Or we have Skyview movie passes to go to the Skyview Drive-In.
All right, so here's what's up on the screen. You can go to screen one and see the brand new movie, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and the Tom Cruise movie, Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Or on screen two, Fantastic Four and Ant-Man. So you got your super agents or your superheroes, depending on which screen you want to go to.
Hey,
and it's not just for one person, right, Dan?
No, it's not. You get, we'll give you two tickets, so each adult gets to bring in two kids with that.
So it's a carload of people.
It's a carload.
Enjoying
yes.
themselves at the Skyview Drive-In. And of course, if you get all the points, Nancy, we give you a bonus package that includes this.
That's right. If you get the clean sweep, you'll get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus brunch on Sunday. Check jimmyscafe.com.
By the way, if you just go to the bar and have some of their hors d'oeuvres and things, you get to see the curved TV. The first place I'd ever seen a curved TV screen was at Jimmy's on the Park. All right, Nancy, you've chosen multiple choice showbiz week. We've got the clock set with 60 seconds. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What television network will be the new home of Sesame Street beginning this fall? Nickelodeon, HBO, or Boomerang?
HBO.
Yes. Which music icon is not part of a new series of postage stamps? Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain, Ray Charles?
Kurt Cobain.
Correct. Which of these is not one of the things Pharrell Williams demands be backstage at his concerts? A, lots of Red Bull. B, a bowl of organic oranges. C, a picture of astrophysicist Carl Sagan.
Carl I'll go with the picture of Carl Sagan.
No, he does want that. He doesn't want the organic oranges. Which 66-year-old rock star became a father again this week when his 33-year-old wife gave birth to daughter Della Rose? Rod Stewart, Ray Davies, or Billy Joel?
Billy Joel?
Correct. Which of these singers will join NBC's The Voice this fall? Pink, Rihanna, or Faith Hill?
Well,
did you say Faith Hill?
Yeah.
You should have said Rihanna.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Let's see how you did here. By the way, I'm not kidding. Pharrell Williams does want lots of Red Bull, the picture of Carl Sagan, a full-length mirror, and some Pedialyte.
Pedialyte?
But not a bowl of organic oranges.
Well, yeah, electrolytes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Let's see how you did, Nancy. You got the one and the two and the four, and nope, that's only 7 points.
Uh-oh.
So let's get to, that means I am going to have to punish you, because that's the flip side of winning. When you lose on this show, you don't just walk away. You get punished first. And I got a little story for you for today's punishment music. Back in 1982, Ted Knight was a pretty big star. He had been on the Mary Tyler Moore Show for 7 years. He had another new sitcom called Too Close for Comfort. And a couple of years before that, he had made the smash hit movie Caddyshack with Chevy Chase and Bill Murray and Rodney Dangerfield, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He played Judge Smales in that movie. And so he was at a high point in his career. And he was hired by a company that made commercials for TV stations to run that promoted radio stations. And I went online this week to find one of those. I don't know why this came into my mind, but I found it. This is a commercial he did for a radio station in Pittsburgh in 1982, and it's full Ted Knight all the way. Oh. Roll it.
Hello, Pittsburgh. It's me, Ted. Do you know which radio station I listen to? 1250 WTAE. It's more than just a radio station. Seriously, they promised me a penny for every new listener I get them. So if 100 more of you tune in, I get a dollar. If all 2.5 million of you... Oh, please, 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 1250 WTAE radio, please. Do you think I'm overdoing it?
Now, that's perfect Ted Knight, right? So as I said, he was at the top of his career at that point. And somebody said, you know, maybe you should do an album. Maybe you should sing. See, this is where sometimes the career goes off the rail a little bit.
I thought that was the punishment.
No, this is the punishment music.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Boom, put the bomb in the bomb, ba bomb, ba bomb. Boom, put the ram in the ram, a lam, a ding dong. Boom, put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop. Boom, put the dit, 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 dit. Who was that man? I'd like to kick his ass. He made my baby fall in love.
All right, there you go.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Nancy, have a good weekend. Thank you for playing.
Good, thanks.
Now, I'm just going to warn everybody, if we have a couple more people punished today, that will be your earworm that will not get out of your head all weekend long.
Yep.
Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Kyle. Kyle, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
That's me.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am going to go see a movie in Newtown with the family, Cypher Tribe, Faux Show.
I don't know what that means,
that's
but let's go right on to the categories
here.
Yeah,
it's
here.
Okay. My buddy will.
All right, fine. Which category would you like, Kyle? We have you been paying attention, Forbes, highest paid athletes, or our new third category, so you want to be president?
Paying attention.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What's the name of the New York Jets quarterback whose jaw was broken by a teammate this week?
Oh, good Lord. Pass.
What company announced a restructuring that will rename its parent corporation, Alphabet?
Google.
Correct. Who said again this week that she would like to fight and would beat Floyd Mayweather? Exactly. Which star of Little House on the Prairie announced this week she's running for Congress?
Absolutely no idea.
Here's your 5-pointer. Which former U.S. president announced this week that he has cancer?
Jimmy Carter.
Correct. Back to the 1-pointer. What's the name of the New York Jets quarterback whose jaw was broken by a teammate this week?
This is driving me crazy.
A teammate, by the way, who was picked up by the Buffalo Bills the next
day. I know he got cut. And yeah. Michael Vick's going to be their quarterback now. Yes.
We need
We're
that.
Go all the way to the buzzer.
We need that or the star of Little House on the Prairie, who's announced she's running for Congress. The quarterback. The quarterback is Geno Smith.
Geno Smith.
Yeah, I like his pizza rolls. You ever had those? They're delicious. And Melissa Gilbert is the one who's from Little House on the Prairie and is going to try to get into Congress. So, Kyle, let's see how you did. You got the two, you got the three, you got the five. Hey, that's 10 points, and you're a winner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get your chicken dinner or whatever else you'd like in just a moment while we go to our third contestant. Hello, Michelle.
Hi there.
Tell us about yourself with your exploitation of the public airwaves.
Let's see. I will shout out to my son, Zach Jefferson, who just got accepted into the Peace Corps.
Congratulations. Do you know where he's going to serve?
Senegal, West Africa.
Wow. How do you feel about that, Mom?
I cried for 3 days. I'm okay now. I'm okay.
Well, you know what? Skype will be your friend.
You're right.
Yeah. All right, Michelle, which category would you like? Forbes, highest paid athletes, so you'll want to be president, or our new third category, no, really, have you been paying attention?
Shoot, I will try, no, really, so have you, have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Michelle. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country did Secretary of State John Kerry lead a flag-raising ceremony at the U.S. Embassy today?
Wasn't he in Cuba?
Correct. Which beverage company is paying scientists to say there's no connection between sugary drinks and weight gain?
Ooh, beverage company, Pepsi?
Coke.
Oh,
it's Coke.
Shoot.
What is the name of the right-wing group that showed up in Ferguson this week openly brandishing assault weapons?
I don't know.
Come back to it?
Yeah.
Which of these happened for the first time in Major League Baseball history on Tuesday? All 15 home teams won, there were no rain delays at any stadium, or the leadoff batter in every inning got a hit?
No rain delays.
No, 15 home teams won. Which city is experiencing a baby boom 9 months after it was covered by 7 feet of snow?
I'm sorry, did you say which country?
Yeah, what city?
Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, New York, very close. But anytime the question involves the phrase 7 feet of snow, you should always default to Buffalo. And they are having a baby boom there exactly 9 months later.
I'm going to get punished, aren't I?
Well, you were very close on the Oath Keepers.
Keepers.
That's the word that we needed there.
Yeah. I get half a point.
Okay. I'll give you a half a point for that. And with Cuba, you got 1.5 points. that means you have to be punished as well by Ted Knight.
Oh,
baby heard bamba 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 bamba, every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing, she said we'd never have to part.
All right, Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil wrote that song. Yeah, that was truly atrocious. You're right, Michelle. I hope you have a great weekend. Good luck to your son in Senegal. Thank you very much for playing. And let's meet our fourth contestant now. Hello, Maverick.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Blessed Beginnings, personalized wedding officiating service. Brother Maverick, 413@yahoo.com.
All right. Categories left on the screen are Forbes' highest-paid athletes or So You Want to Be President.
So You Want to Be President.
60 seconds on the clock, Maverick. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which presidential candidate's campaign has so little money that it notified staff they would no longer be paid, but they could still volunteer? Rick Perry. Which presidential candidate finally agreed to turn over her private email server to the Justice Department this week? That's Hillary Clinton, right. Which former vice president has denied that he's considering a run for the presidency next year? Gore. According to a new poll, who has pulled into the lead for the Democrats in New Hampshire?
Probably Trump.
No, he is not on the Democratic side. It's Bernie Sanders. Here's your five-pointer. Despite never having been elected to any office, what company was Carly Fiorina the CEO of?
I don't know.
I'll just point out at this point, Maverick chose the category of his own free will.
poor guy.
The answer is HP, Hewlett-Packard.
Oh, that's my second choice.
Yeah. Well, Maverick, you put together a big 2 points there for your Hillary Clinton answer, and so you also... And by the way, now it's your fault that this earworm infects everyone in St. Louis.
Well, I'm just saying the truth. Who put the bop in the bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop, like Dan, do you do Ted Knight?
He made my baby.
Oh, yeah.
Mer. Yeah. Oh, you don't know.
No, he doesn't.
No, I guess not.
There's the answer. Nope. Yeah. All right, Maverick, have a great weekend. Thank you very much for playing. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Hi, tell us about yourself with your exploitation of the public airwaves.
I love my four kids and I love my wife.
Well, say their names, Ken.
Jacob, Sam, Kyle, and my wife is Jennifer.
Okay.
Ken. Every time I hear the name Ken, I think of a fish called Wanda.
Was that Michael Palin?
Yes.
Yeah. Which category would you like here? Forbes highest paid athletes or Forbes highest paid athletes?
Hmm. Oh, great.
Tough choice.
Go for it. I know I'm going to.
There's that confidence we love in all of our contestants, Ken. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which boxer earned $160 million this year, putting him second on the list behind Floyd Mayweather?
I have no idea.
For 1 point each, name two of the three NBA stars who are in Forbes' top 10.
Will Chamberlain. Michael Jordan.
Okay. Stop the music right there.
I don't know any others.
Now, I have a question for you, Ken, and this is not part of the challenge. I'm just curious about this. You've been on hold this entire time, and you heard the categories that I was saying to all the other contestants, and you knew this was the only category that was left. And yet you stayed on the line.
Do you know that's how you want to torture everybody?
Yeah.
I just want everybody's weekend to go down that way.
Okay. Ken, it is not my goal to torture everybody.
He wants the earworm to continue.
Well, we've already had it three times, so the mission accomplished.
Well, it's going to be four times now.
Oh, my goodness.
Although you may
Ken?
Ask a question I may know.
Well, yes. Is it worth continuing here, Ken? Because I do have another guy on hold, and
yes,
I'll give him the category if you don't want it.
Okay, I tell you what, I will bow out.
Okay.
You guys have a good weekend, and hopefully the next guy gets...
Get something
better than I am.
Well, we'll see, Ken. Thank you for calling. Rob, you realize that means the pressure's on you.
Holy cow. This is the category I was hoping for.
Well, go.
All right.
That's what we want to hear. Yeah,
enthusiasm.
Absolutely. All right. Anybody you want to say hello to, Rob?
Oh, Holy Family Hornet for Life and Bevo Area Football League.
Okay. Forbes highest paid athletes is your category, Rob. Let's show them now. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which boxer earned $160 million this year, putting him second on the list behind Floyd Mayweather?
Well, that's got to be Pac-Man, Manny Pacquiao.
Correct. For 1 point each, name two of the three NBA stars who are Forbes' top 10.
LeBron James, Kobe Bryant.
And Kevin Durant. Cristiano Ronaldo is number three on Forbes' list. What sport does he play?
He plays the old football, soccer.
Correct. Who was the highest paid golfer in the world in the last year?
Phil Mickelson.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep, who is the highest paid female athlete in the world?
Highest paid female athlete. The tennis girl. What's her name? Sharapova.
Did you say Sharapova?
Yep.
I will tell you that Serena Williams made $24.6 million in the last year and won a whole bunch of titles. But because of endorsements, Maria Sharapova made $29.7 million. And by the way, just back to the golfer question, Phil Mickelson made $50.8 million. Tiger Woods made $50.6 million. And that's the value of not winning for Tiger. It would have put him into the lead again. Rob, you really should thank Ken very much for bowing out here, because once he did that, you got the always coveted clean sweep.
Wow.
15 points. Congratulations.
Oh, it was a true gentleman by him, and luckily for him, I had read this Forbes story earlier in the week.
Oh, man.
Luckily for you, yeah. Wow. So you're going to get the dinner at Jimmy's on the Park and your choice of the other prizes as well. Congratulations and thanks for playing.
Thank you.
That's the Harris Challenge. Every Friday, right around 5:15, you get your chance to pay that you have been, to prove that you have been paying attention. Exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.